Hi, this is Julie, the latest addition to Serotech. I can be ad for as little as $25, or as part of a threesome of voices, that is, for only $75. Perhaps that is why some of the boys on the network call me a cheap date. I don't mind though. Yeah, man, I think they are very cool. I was asked to read this email sent from Adaptive Information Systems, Incorporated. Hi, Serotech. I listened to your podcast on the Brainport from WICAB. But you missed the boat and purpose of this device. Paul Baccarita and the book off of Bookshare, The Brain That Changes, might enlighten you. I can only hope. You sounded like three stooges sitting on a pile of cow dung, shooting the shit, and talking like total morons. I will try to educate you a little. If you have the brain capacity, read the rest of this email by going to www.serotech.com.
Welcome to the Serotech Podcast.
Serotech Podcast.
Welcome to the Serotech Podcast, your portal to the accessible digital lifestyle.
www.serotech.com.
A production of Serotech Corporation, creators of System Access, the System Access Mobile Network, and SA2Go. Learn about new technology, cool software, useful websites, education, information, entertainment, user comments, and much more. And now, here's your host, Michael Loft.
Welcome to Serotech. Podcast number 20. This is Michael Loft.
And I'm Ricky Inger.
Well, 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 what a terse email there, huh?
That it was. We love to get feedback, whether it's positive or negative, and that one certainly falls into the latter camp, I think.
It came from the company itself. I don't know if it came from the president. There was really no name associated with it, but certainly someone in the company felt that we misrepresented the Brainport, and it really wasn't a product review. I'm not sure what boat we missed. We definitely clarified that it was for capturing images, and you connect electrode to your tongue, and you wear glasses. And
I think that perhaps we approached this from sort of a wacky perspective, and that's really the tone that we set for this segment of the podcast. It's lighthearted, it's informal, and a lot of times, yeah, it does get a little crazy. With that said, I think it is obvious that we weren't intending a product review, and we really wanted to sort of get dialogue started. And that's the case with anything that we talk about on this show, is to raise awareness and get dialogue started, and to provide information in places like the show notes or the socializer to give people the opportunity to go and take a more serious look at whatever we have discussed. And I do think that aside from all the wackiness and that sort of thing, our opinions were pretty apparent about the device. What a lot of people will think upon first hearing about this, it is a little bit strange to have a device in your mouth that provides this sort of feedback. And I think it was clear that Michael and I were pretty intrigued by it, and Mike Calvo sort of wanted to take a wait-and-see approach. So if you are interested in learning more about the Brainport that we discussed last week, definitely head on over to serotech.com, take a look at the show notes, and you'll get a lot of information on that. And I, for one, despite having approached this in a very lighthearted fashion, I'm pretty curious about it, and I'd love to see it when it's available for testing.
Yeah, I'm curious as well, and I thought that came across quite clearly, that two out of three were, and one third was not, and that may be typical of if you ask a group of people. And I wrote the company and extended an offer. Haven't heard from them yet, so you're certainly welcome to come on and explain the Brainport that you feel clarifies exactly what it is and does.
Yeah, I'd look forward to that.
I would think twice about how you communicate with the media. Any one of us three stooges could probably make your company a few million dollars just by talking about the product and letting people know what it is and what it does. It's not something you're going to understand until you actually use it. It's like trying to explain the iPhone.
Exactly.
And touch screens. Yeah, until you have it in your hand, until you're using it and interacting with it, you're not going to get it. There's just no words to exactly convey it.
It's going to make a lot more sense when somebody is curious enough to take a further look at it. And that's really what we hope to do with anything on this show, is again to raise awareness and get people talking about what's out there and get people looking at what's available.
Threw out some really good questions, so I hope they do respond to that. Things like, you know, what about LED and LCD displays, or what happens if you happen to get caught in a thunderstorm or fall into the Calvo pool, or could you glean any useful information, say, off of a television set? Say there were emergency weather warnings going across the screen, might you be able to get that text? We talked about the iPhone, and you have purchased this mobile navigator, which is a GPS solution for $69. So I'm curious, you have something here that's 1/12 of the cost of mobile geo. It's 1/4 of the cost of Wayfinder. But what are your initial preliminary thoughts on this solution for GPS?
Well, it's interesting. I was sort of reflecting on it this week, especially after the announcement of the availability of Street Talk from Freedom Scientific. Price tag on that one is $1,500, I believe. I have had Mobile Navigator from a company called Navigon. I've had it installed on the iPhone for about 2 weeks. Have unfortunately had very little time to play with it, so this is not going to be a full-fledged review, but my first impressions of the application. The bottom line is, this is an incredible 1.0 for Navigon, and right out of the box, it is extremely functional both for blind and sighted folks. When you launch Mobile Navigator, you have a screen that looks fairly simplistic. You have the opportunity to look at places you have recently been. You can search for a destination. You can search for points of interest, and there is a Take Me Home button. So if you are lost deep in the jungle somewhere and you want to get back to your abode, you can simply tap this Take Me Home button, and it will give you directions on how to get there. This app is primarily designed for a motorist, but it does work quite well for pedestrians as well. As you walk along and you have entered your destination, you will hear prompts, not from VoiceOver itself, but from the mobile navigator voice, saying things like, in 200 feet, turn left. The mobile navigator voice does not provide you with a whole lot of information. It will give you turn-by-turn directions, but for other information, such as what speed you're traveling, what street you are approaching, that information is displayed on the screen. And so you've got to be pretty interactive with it and use VoiceOver to get that information. I suppose that is the main drawback of this application, is that it does require some interaction, which can sometimes be difficult as you're walking along the road and perhaps you have your hands full or you've got dog on one side or cane in one hand and then you're trying to manipulate the phone with the other. So I'd very much like to see a little more prompting from the mobile navigator voice, or to see something like better integration with VoiceOver such that this information that users would commonly want to look at would be announced automatically as you, say, approached a point of interest if you're having the points of interest announced along your route. As we mentioned earlier, this application was $70 for the iPhone. That's 70 bucks. Now, it's going to go up to $99 beginning on August 15th. That's quite a difference from programs like Mobile Geo or Wayfinder or even programs on devices like the Braille Note. It's significantly less expensive, and it's far more than a novelty app. There are definitely some improvements to be made with this, but if you know where you're going, that is, if you have a destination in mind, Mobile Navigator is going to get you there with no problem. It's going to give you turn-by-turn directions. It is a very accurate GPS solution, and it doesn't have the need for an external GPS receiver. The GPS receiver in the iPhone is certainly adequate for that. Again, it's going to get you where you're going. Some users have reported that at times, the route which the application calculates may take you through some busy streets where it might be a little easier to navigate in residential areas to get where you're going. But that is easily addressed with a little bit of tweaking in the application even right now. So you can set the type of route that you want and ignore big highways or calculate the shortest route or the fastest route. Excellent as a 1.0 application. We do expect an update coming out later this year, I believe in December. The developers of this application have been very responsive to questions not only about the general operation of the application, but about improvements that they hope to make with regard to accessibility in particular. $99, more than worth it.
So what about points of interest? Someone like myself, it's kind of a landmark fanatic. Is it there if you press buttons on the screen, or
not having had as much time to play with it as I would like, it's difficult to answer that question accurately. I know that you can set Mobile Navigator to announce certain types of points of interest, or at least display them as you're walking along your route. It's not as convenient as, say, Mobile Geo, which tends to announce that sort of thing as you're walking by it or driving by it. There is that need for interaction with the application to get that sort of information. You can certainly search for points of interest that are near you. You can have it display all categories or all the points of interest in a particular category, such as restaurants or gas stations or parking. I sort of found it funny because there are shortcuts for restaurants, gas stations, and parking. Now, the gas stations and parking may not be as much of interest to blind people, except when we're in the car and the driver suddenly says, "I need a gas station, stat."
Well, or if we're traveling and we walk through a gas station, sometimes can be a little confusing. You've got a lot of concrete.
It's the open space, which can sometimes be a little disorienting.
Curious what you, over the last 4 weeks since we've talked about it last, have kind of added to your arsenal of iPhone apps.
I want to point out that we talk about the iPhone as much as we do, not because we're trendy and obsessed with the latest gadget per se, but because this really is a usable phone and many people have questioned that. I think it's worth mentioning again that this is not a toy phone, as somebody put it. It is actually great for productivity and entertainment. Over the past month or so, I have installed and discarded several radio apps and have settled on AOL Radio. It's a free application. It works very well with VoiceOver and has any number of genres that you can choose from and various stations from within those genres. It's free. It covers a wide variety of music, and what more could you really ask for in a radio app? I have also equipped the iPhone with Twitter and Facebook applications so that I can keep up with news that people are posting or just sort of the statuses of my friends, regardless of whether I'm in front of my computer or not. Twitter Pro is the client that I've chosen for Twitter. There is an app just simply called Facebook. Both of these are fully accessible. The Facebook app is free, and Twitter Pro is, I think, $5. Points of interest applications, Urban Spoon and Around Me. These are applications where you can look at what types of things are around you. You can get walking directions to those destinations from the apps, but they're certainly not full-blown GPS solutions. You can also double tap the number of the point of interest that you found, and the iPhone will call it automatically for you. Aside from things that are already on the iPhone, like the calendar, mail, and Safari, which I use very heavily, I've also been looking for a TV application. I found iTV, which will display your local TV listings. It will ask to use your location services and then display local TV listings and times, as well as movie listings. TV.com application installed. It is very accessible, but the problem is most of the clips or the episodes that your search finds on TV.com, you'll get the lovely message, "This clip is no longer available," or "This episode is no longer available." So that's a bit frustrating. The best one I've found and the most easy to use is called Juiced. The downside to Juiced is that the selection is a little bit limited, but the upside is that what you do find, you don't have to go through anything convoluted in order to play it. Simply double tap it. It automatically switches to landscape and begins playing your video or music selection for you.
Full-length TV shows, or what exact content do they have?
There are full-length TV shows. There is some selection of music, and generally it's accompanied with a video. And there are even interviews with various actors and actresses who participate in whatever show you happen to be searching for. I'm a big fan of The Big Bang Theory, which is a show about four geeky physicists and engineers. And there's the, quote, normal girl who lives across the hall, and it details how they interact. Great show for all you geeks out there. And even if you're not, it's still a very, very funny show. I was able to find interviews from the actors and actresses who participated in that show, and those were things that I did not find even on the computer. So some of this content may be very specific to Juiced itself.
Yeah, on this end, kind of radio apps and news apps have been kind of the first stuff that I've played with. Bought Twitter later. Now there's a free one, Twittero.
Twittero.
But on the radio apps, I guess one more if I want to recommend to you that stands out to me is called TuneWiki, TuneWiki, because that seems to have all the shoutcast feeds in there, top genres, all genres, top 500, and I haven't played with it, but apparently you can also do music and playlists and local content on your iPhone as well. On the news side, I play with AP, the Associated Press. It takes a little time. You go through all the different categories, and you can check which one you want to get news on. So if you're into sports, even specifically breaks it down to baseball, football, basketball, hockey, and local headlines and weather and national news, business, technology, health, whatever you're interested in, you can get this thing really customized and get the news stories. And there's some other apps as well like that, Huffington Post, Thomson Reuters. I'm going to do a review in the future of those. But today we're going to talk about radio apps. So the other one I think is pretty cool, you living down there where you could potentially feel the effects maybe of a hurricane or something. There's one called Emergency Radio.
Oh, very nice.
For 99 cents. It's specifically for police, fire, and EMS, and it starts with the one closest to you, and then as you flick to the right, it goes out by distance. Those people who are interested in following police, fire, and emergency medical scanning feeds. So we'll cover all those coming up later. Also coming up later, we're going to do an interview with Robin Spinks. He's with the RNIB, over in the UK. They got an exciting event. I think this is their 10th on September 16th through the 18th in London. And Ricky, they're talking about some very, very interesting, innovative technologies here. Let's look at some of these categories. Biometric authentication, embedding inclusive design to drive accessibility, accessible set-top boxes, refreshable 3D tactile displays. An exciting event. We'll be talking about that shortly, as well as our review of what I think are some of the top radio apps. And there's quite a number. The iPhone is the ultimate mobile radio. If you would like to maybe do or submit an audio product review of something, maybe a product or service that you're using, we would certainly welcome those. We'd like to get some voices other than ours into the mix. Please contact me at resources@serotalk.com. Send an email or call the Blab line and put in your vocal 2 cents, 866-997-BLAB. We'd like to hear from you.
Sounds great. Let's get to the reviews and interviews.
Caught up with Robin Spinks with the RNIB.
Manager for Digital Accessibility at the RNIB.
In the United Kingdom.
Royal National Institute of Blind People.
Event on September 17 and 18, known as Tech Share.
It's an event that's been underway now for almost 10 years, and it's grown from being, I guess, what could be described as a very small in-house RNIB event into one of the leading pan-disability events for assistive technology in the UK. So we've really seen a lot of growth over the past 9 or 10 years. I joined the conference team just back in February this year, so it's been a real privilege to be involved. We've got what we think is a really exciting event for people running at the XL Docklands in London from 16th through to the 18th of September.
Okay, so how is this similar to or different from the big Sight Village that just took place?
Well, I guess it's different in the sense that TechShare is an event that features a mixture of plenary sessions with very high-profile keynote speakers from across the industry. It also has a program of workshops, which are short 45-minute presentation slots where people can present on a range of topics. And it also has an exhibition where people can get a hands-on with equipment. It's a different type of event from Sight Village. We like to think of ourselves as being in that calendar for assistive technology professionals that are working in the field, not just of visual impairment, but right across other disability groups also.
So, I mean, does this have the usual fare of vendors exhibiting their wares at tables?
The primary part of the program, I guess, for TechShare is the paper program. So people submit abstracts. Back in June, we had a close of submission for abstracts. Got a very good response. And we have 42 papers, hugely varying topics related to assistive technology. And we also have keynote plenary sessions on the Thursday. And at the same time, we have the exhibition running parallel.
Yeah, I was looking at some of these topics. Thursday looks like a very exciting agenda for those who are interested in technology. Digital radio situation in the United Kingdom, phones, form, and function, and the inclusive future, and talking about accessible learning with Flash, usability of open source technology, web experience for older persons, virtual worlds, refreshable 3D tactile displays.
Yeah, I think we've really got this year, I think, a very diverse program. So I think as technology develops for blind and partially sighted people and other disabled people, I think what we're seeing is paper submissions that are more and more varied. Looking at what current practice is out there, but also looking to the future and looking at, you know, where's the technology taking us? Where do we actually look to be in a few years' time? So it's really, really looking forward to the event as an organizer, but also, I guess, being able to dip in and out of sessions as well. I think it will be really quite exciting.
Is there a cost for either individuals to attend or for businesses?
There is a rate for a one-day attendance. And then there is a rate for two-day attendance. So the two-day attendance, if you like, at the full event, by far the better value options. £365 plus VAT for the two-day event and £265 plus VAT for the one-day event. So we're obviously keen to make sure that people spend both days with us. And you will notice looking at the program that really there's a great variety of content. People will find something in every part of the day.
Has this event been successful in maybe getting what we call a meeting of the minds, where companies who are really working on the same projects kind of come together and meet and either decide to form partnerships or kind of what we call the closed-door meetings where partnerships are formed and things of that sort?
Absolutely. That's, in fact, an increasing element of TechShare. Just given the broad range of organizations that we attract to the event, what we've begun to see really is a sort of clustering of meetings around TechShare. We're keen to bring hardware and software manufacturers and vendors together, and also people with a relevant stake in the industry to look at how we can bring people together, how we can form alliances, take forward projects. And one example of that is that we're aiming to bring together the mobile networks in the UK and also some hardware manufacturers to have a kind of mini mobile summit, which we're calling a mobile breakfast, the second day of the TechShare program. That's not something that's on the main TechShare program, but if there are the listeners who are interested in that, they can get in touch via the email address or by telephone, and we'd be very keen to hear from people within the industry as opposed to the event itself, which is broader.
I was curious if you've done anything or are doing anything to make materials and presentations available after the fact to those who can't attend, because one of my thoughts in attending some of these events in the USA is that there's a lot of great information exchanged, but it's only for the benefit of those who can actually make it to that location.
That's a request that we often get. There's a number of channels, in fact, through which we can do that, so we can be able to make abstracts available afterwards in an electronic form, but we also have a media partner, Insight Radio, who will be on site at the event. And Insight Radio will be capturing a wide range of material from the workshops and presentations in their usual high-quality form of delivery, and they'll be sharing that with people afterwards. What we'd always say to people is that, you know, it's impossible to capture the true flavour of the event without being there, but, you know, we understand that some people may not be able to make the event, and we want to encourage their interest in future tech shares. We hope to be able to provide a flavour afterwards, perhaps not quite the excitement that people will get if they attend, but we'll do our best to make sure that there's a synopsis of what happened.
Now, can you explain for those of us outside of the UK, or maybe even some inside the UK, what exact functions and services are provided by the RNIB?
Okay, so RNIB provides a vast range of services across the UK, everything really from talking books to help with technology, school support, education, college support, employment support. There are a vast range of services, over 60 services that are provided. RNIB is the leading provider of services to persons with a visual impairment in the UK, and is the organisation that is recognised by government as the lead organisation to advise on the needs of blind and partially sighted people. So a very diverse organisation, over 3,000 staff and working in sites right across the country and working increasingly in partnership with other organisations of and for blind and partially sighted people, really to try and provide as high quality a service as possible to end users.
Okay, would you like to give some contact information, a phone number, a website where interested businesses and entities can get more information?
The Tech TechShare website is www.techshare.org.uk, and the email address is techshare@rnib.org.uk. TechShare is all one word. And then there's a telephone number as well, which would be +44 0121 665 4240.
Okay, very good. Well, we thank you, Robin. Are there any final comments you want to make today?
Just that we hope that people will consider coming along to TechShare, and we've got what we think will be one of the most exciting events in the field of assist technology this year, and we very much look forward to welcoming people along to London.
Well, very good. I believe you mentioned the exact location, but why not mention it one more time, exactly where it will be taking place in London?
Yes, right. TechShare 2009 will take place at XL Docklands, which is a flagship conference venue in London. That's where the G20 took place, and it will take place between the 16th and the 18th of September 2009.
Thank you very much, Robin. I hope this spreads the word and gets more participation, both users and interested commercial entities as well.
Thanks a lot.
Hi, this is Michael Loff. I'm calling this segment the ultimate mobile radio, the iPhone. I'm going to show you about 10 different programs for listening to radio. Each has its own type of radio that it offers. So let's start with the very first one that I acquired.
Wonder Radio.
The first program is called Wonder Radio.
Wonder Radio, URL or search radio time directory.
Now, some people will never use this program because it is not free. Many of the apps are free or very low priced. It would seem to me that if a company wants to make their app successful, they would make the app itself free, but make money through other means. For example, the Sirius XM application, which is free, but to use it, you pay $2.99 per month. Anyway, what I like about Wonder Radio is that it seems to have the largest selection of working radio streaming stations.
URL or search radio time directory.
Search this directory, so if you're looking for a particular station, a particular city, state, or other information like that, you may do so.
NWS Weather Radio, live reporting of your local weather.
This is the first option and has to do with their affiliation with Weather Underground. That's what Wonder is, WUNDER, or Weather Underground. Let's show you what this offers as I double tap on it.
NWS stations.
What this does is shows you an alphabetical list sorted by U.S. state of all of the different NOAA weather radio feeds. And you can go through them, listen to the stations you like, add those that you like to your favorites.
URL or search rate, add button, Anchorage, okay.
So, of course, starting with Anchorage, Alaska. Now, of course, I'm in Evansville, Indiana. I believe there's another way to get this information, but let's just show you what we have here.
Florence, Al. Huntsville, Al. Dozier, Al.
So, as you can see, it goes on and on, and I'm going to swipe quite a number of times to get to... As you see, you can move very, very quickly, or of course, I could have done a global search.
Evansville, in.
Now that I've found Evansville, I can simply double tap it and listen to my local weather forecast.
Evansville.
Tuesday, partly sunny with a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs in the upper 80s.
Let's go back to the main screen.
Wonder Radio, URL or search radio time directory.
What I like just as much as the NOAA weather feeds is the fact that you can listen to local radio, be it your current location or other city or market around the U.S. or even other parts of the world.
Local radio by GPS. Automatically locate local stations.
So let me show you when we choose local radio by GPS, what we get. I will get a list of local radio stations to my location of Evansville, Indiana, sorted by their frequency, as well as a few stations that are close enough that can be picked up on a terrestrial radio dial. Let's see what we have.
URL or search radio, add button, Evansville, in weather, Evansville, in, KIG 76, 162.55.
So there you go. We have the local weather as an option. There was no need to scroll through all of those channels unless you just want to know all of the different places that have weather to offer.
88.3 vertical line WNIN-FM, public, Pipe Dreams. 89.5 vertical line WKYU-FM, public. 91.5 vertical line WUV, Jazz. Delight.
WUEV, Jazz, so it tells you the frequency, the call letters, the format. Sometimes, depending upon the station, even what show is currently airing.
92.5 vertical line WBKR. 93.5 vertical line The Wolf. 93.9 vertical line Power Rock. 93.9 Classic Rock.
All right, well, I like Classic Rock, so let's take a listen to 93.9.
93.9.
Firehouse. Another way to move through these radio stations is to simply move your finger down the screen for a list of the different choices in a given application.
NWS Weather Radio, Local Radio by GPS, Browse Sports, Sports, Browse Talk, Business, Sports, News, ETC, Browse Music, Every Genre from A to Z, Browse World, The Best Selection of World Music, Browse by Location, Locate Stations by Country, City, ETC, Top Stations, All Time Top Stations Listened on Wonder Radio, Stations, Selected. Button.
So those are your categories. So if you don't like terrestrial radio, I would say this program seems to have one of the largest selections of internet-only streams once you know where to look. And what's fascinating about that to me is they sort them by network instead of sorting them by genre or format. The benefit to that is that networks come and go, or maybe a network will change all of its streams at once. So this actually is a very logical way. And you'll find that certain networks will have more stations that you like, or you'll like the programming.
Browse music. Every genre from A to Z. Browse music. Stations. Button. URL or search rate. Add. Button. Adult contemp. Alt. Rock. Children's. Classical. Country. Decades. Electronic. Hip hop. Internet only.
Internet only.
Internet only.
Here is a list of internet only stations sorted by their network.
URL or search rate. Add. Button. 1FM.
1.FM.
181.
181.FM.
1Club.
1Club.FM, I believe.
977. Acca Radio. All Dance Radio. Boston Pete. Digitally Imported. Galaxy. Got Radio. Ministry of Sound. Radio IO. Reunion Radio. Sky FM. Soma FM. Yahoo. Radio.
So there's your categories that they offer.
181.
I kind of like 181.fm, so I'll double tap that. The stations in this category include.
Add button. 181 FM Classic Hits 181. Waynesboro, VA.
Well, now we know it's in Waynesboro, Virginia. I happen to like the classic hits, so let's take a listen.
You know, feeling good was good enough for me.
I don't think that's 128.
Good enough for me and my Bobby.
And that's a very quick overview of one of my favorite applications called Wonder Radio.
AOL Radio.
The next app is Local. Called AOL Radio.
Button.
Cold front will approach us Monday night into Tuesday, and that will increase the threat of showers and thunderstorms.
AOL Radio gives you many great music channels from AOL.com and Spinner.com, as well as stations owned by CBS. I have selected a CBS-owned station in St. Louis called KMOX. They are well-known for their news, and certainly an inspiration to me as far as doing talk radio today, of course, in the form of podcasts.
Soft Rock 102.5 KEZK.
What I did is I chose near me, and since I have no local CBS stations, it panned out to St. Louis being the closest market, giving me KMOX, KY98, Soft Rock 102.5.
AOL Classic Rock. Experience rock's biggest age to perfection.
Let's play AOL Classic Rock so you get an idea of what their music stations sound like in terms of quality. The thing I don't like about AOL Radio is that it always begins playing the last station you were listening to. That might not be such a bad thing, except that, unfortunately, the speech with voiceover tends to become sluggish with third-party applications. Not all, some do better than others. And it certainly works better with actual iPhone applications where there's what's called a ducking effect, meaning the music will actually lower in volume so you can hear what voiceover is saying. But that feature is not afforded with the individual apps, although some of them, this can be adjusted. Each app is a little different. Some have a volume control that's always available, and some you have to click on some button like settings or something first before there is a volume control. If you're lucky or good or know what you're doing, sometimes you can get voiceover to start reading something and then turn its volume up so it stands out over the music. But this is something that I certainly hope that either third-party developers will improve upon in the future, or perhaps Apple can do something to make voiceover a little more aggressive in being the dominant audio device. The third app I want to mention is one of the better ones. It's called TuneWiki. That's TuneWiki.
TuneWiki, media library.
Now, TuneWiki seems to go way beyond the scope of radio, although I haven't played with those aspects of it. It gives you other options, including
artists, albums, songs, playlists, shuffle all songs, music, select radio, button.
Now, since we're on the topic of radio, we'll go there, but it looks like you could have playlists for music and maybe even your own list of radio stations. So that's certainly something I will explore in the future. But let's look at your options for radio.
Radio.
This has three main options for your radio, but each is very comprehensive. These options include
top genres.
Top genres.
All genres.
All genres.
Top 500 stations.
Or top 500 stations. These are generally the top 500 most listened to stations at what I believe to be shoutcast.com. So let's look at the formats.
All genres.
All genres.
Alert. Loading genres.
It says loading genres. Doesn't tell you when it's done, but it seems to be no more than a 2 or 3 second process. Let's look through the genres.
24H. 24HS. 40s. 50s. 60s. 70s. 80s. 90s. Acid. Adult. African, Albanian, alternative, amateur, ambient, amateur.
What's amateur?
Loading stations. Oregon Amateur Ham Radio Voice Data Emergency Satellite K2NCC.
Amateur radio activity, they're from Oregon.
Radio, select, radio, top genres.
If your musical tastes are more mainstream, choose top genres and you get these choices.
Alert, loading genres. Top 40, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, alternative, classic rock, college. Country, dance, eclectic, electronic, hip-hop, international, metal, pop, rap, reggae, button, music, button, radio, selected, button, radio.
I'm just going to choose a station in the top 500.
Top 500 stations. Alert, loading stations.
Just to give you a feel for the sound quality, this seems to be one of the better sounding apps. There's really not a major difference considering that they're all using the same sound chip in the phone, but there are maybe some slight differences to the discerning ear, and I believe this app has slightly better sound quality.
: French Kiss FM, 0.977 The Hits Channel, absolutely smooth jazz SKY, FM the world's smoothest jazz 24 hours a day.
That works as well as any.
Alert. Alert. Buffering. Alert. Buffering.
Okay, we're going to hear a transition between songs. Now, of course, you can't tell on a podcast, but I believe it's the best sound of any of the players. But they're all pretty comparable, as I've stated. And that is Tune Wiki.
Emmer Radio.
Emergency Radio.
Emmer Radio. All channels.
This is a great app if you enjoy police, fire, and emergency medical services. That is the claim to fame. That is what this application does. By default, you're on the All Stations button, and you can double tap that and move through and review what I understand to be about 1,000 various police, fire, and emergency feeds throughout the United States.
Atta County Fire. Atta County. ID.
So if you want to go through them alphabetically, you're certainly welcome to do so by scrolling right or down.
Adams County Fire, Adams County Sheriff, Aiken County Sheriff,
however,
Adams County, NC.
Let me show you what may be the coolest feature is the ability to hone in on your local area.
Albany Police Fire, Albany County, NY.
So there's Albany. Let's say we want to listen to Albany, New York. Another thing this radio does is show you on the bottom of the screen the 10 codes.
92. Be advised that we're on Colony Street. We're waiting outside the building for the police to clear us.
Engine 2, 2339.
Of course, they always give the time, 2339 being 1139 p.m.
Nearby.
Here's the nearby button. This is my favorite.
Nearby. Selected.
So using the GPS built into the phone, I will now get a list of police, fire, and emergency services. Starting with the closest and then spanning out by distance.
Along 19 is arriving.
Vandenberg County Sheriff.
Vandenberg Fire. County Fence. Sheriff.
5.5
miles.
Frequency offline. The audio stream for this frequency is momentarily offline. Some frequencies are only available during certain times of the day. Please check back later.
Well, there you go. At least it told me the frequency is unavailable, so I wasn't sitting there listening for police activity, which would never be received. So very good service.
OK button.
So click the OK button.
Nearby button.
Nearby.
Nearby button. Refresh button. Everywhere button. Vandenberg County Sheriff. Fire. EMS. 5.59 miles. Warwick County Sheriff. Fire. EMS. 13.78 miles. Henderson County Sheriff, Fire, EMS, 14.09 miles, Henderson County, KY.
Now, even if this doesn't interest you under normal circumstances, please understand this can be an invaluable tool during emergency situations, such as fires, maybe chemical leaks or evacuations, tornadoes, maybe those living in the south or on the east coast, hurricane activity. Or in the winter, ice storms with road closings and accidents. This is worth every cent and much more than the 99 cents to have this capability to listen to emergency activity. It's emergency radio. The fifth app I'm going to show you is
iHeartRadio.
It's called
Tap to Open.
iHeartRadio. What is it? It is a tool for listening to all of the stations owned by Clear Channel Communications. Now, even if you don't like Clear Channel for their music programming, although there are a few good ones, a few Jack FMs here and there, what you may like is some of the news and talk programming, including their affiliation with Premier Networks. So this is a great way to listen to things like Coast to Coast AM or Rush Limbaugh or other news and talk programming from throughout the U.S. And it is free. It's called iHeartRadio. You can either browse by format.
For all cities.
You got all cities.
Local stations.
Okay, local stations. Let's see what happens, because there are no Clear Channel stations in my community of Evansville. But what it does, it goes to the surrounding area.
84 WAS, Kentuckiana's News Radio 84.
Kentuckiana, that's WHAS in Louisville. A great news resource about 100 miles to my east, as well as a home for Coast to Coast AM. So let's see what's going on WHAS in Louisville, Kentucky.
www.gooh.com. Just remember, get out of our house. And this is a way for us to take our House of Representatives back, which belongs to the people and not the politicians.
Another one that's free is called
iCar Radio Lite.
iCar Radio Lite. The supposed strength of this player is that it's designed to use minimal bandwidth if that's all you have available. So in other words, while you're traveling in your car, if you lose a 3G signal, that it can take the edge signal and continue to play whatever radio station you may be listening to. While not as wide of a selection as some others, the feeds that are in here do seem to work, and I cannot say that about all apps. One of the worst I've seen in that regard is something called Radiolicious. Nice interface, poor database. But anyway, we're talking about iCar Radio, and right now we have the genres.
Genres.
Let's see what we have here.
Genres. Canada. More info. But chill.
Canada. That's a nice genre. Then chill.
More info. Christian. More info. Classical. More info. Country. More info. Dance. More info. Folk. More info. Gothic. More info. House. More info. Jazz. More info. Latin. More info. News. More info. Oldies. More info. Button. News.
Let's see what we have under news.
News. Genres. Button. News. Enter search text. Radio Omega. Hitchery 188.9 Noticias. ABC News Radio. News.
ABC News Radio. I think that's Australia.
Alert. Starting station. Connecting.
Australia's only continuous radio news station. ABC News Radio. Your news now.
I notice right away more content from Australia, so those in the country of Australia or the continent, Australia, New Zealand, might like to give this one a play. Application number 7 is...
Public Radio.
Public Radio.
Public Radio.
This is a list of college and non-commercial stations or public radio stations.
It originates through the facilities of KCRW Santa Monica, a community recognized around the world as the home of the homeless. So long from New Orleans. Louisiana. Darling.
So what this has is not only feeds to the radio stations, but links to much of their on-demand content. Almost every radio station that does some form of talk show, either local or national, makes an archive of it in the form of a podcast that you can go and listen to at your convenience.
This is Chicago Public Radio, WBEZ Chicago 91.5 FM, WBEQ Morris 90.7 FM, W217BM Elgin, and ChicagoPublicRadio.org.
This next app is called Twit.am. Twit is an acronym for This Week in Tech. It is a group of talk shows, but it is one station, and very ingenious, as I'll tell you why shortly. Let's double tap on Twit.am. These are the creations of Leo Laporte.
Twit,
Website is techguylabs.com. That's where you'll find links and explanations.
anytime Leo Laporte is doing something live, it is played on this feed. That includes the Tech Guy show that airs on mainstream radio Saturday afternoons, This Week in Tech on Sunday, which airs at 3 p.m. Pacific or 6 p.m. Eastern. Show's going on every day, but it's more than just the shows. You're actually in Leo Laporte's basement. So when the commercial breaks come on, you get to hear the behind-the-scenes action between Leo and the engineer and any guests that may be in the studio. This is what any forward-thinking radio station or talk show network should be doing, is setting up an iPhone app. Now, also on the screen are links to websites and blog and other places where you can make comments about what you're listening to. So it's not just a one-way listening experience. You can certainly use it in that vein, or you can interact with the content going on. As they talk about a news story, you can click for more information and dig deeper into that particular subject. If you like Leo Laporte, twit.am, a very innovative app. And my final app is not radio, but is actually video. I wanted to look at what Ricky Inger talked about earlier, an app called Juiced. Not spelled like you would think, but J-O-O-S-T. It is specifically for video.
Juiced, double tap, Juiced Picks.
Okay, so we have Juiced Picks.
Phoenix 1901. Transformers Gen 1, Season 1, Ep 2, More Than Meets the Eye, Part 2. After being rescued from a Decepticon attack, Spike and Sparkplug Witch Wiki offer their assistance to the Autobots, and the Autobots are going to need it in order to stop the Decepticons from gaining power to conquer Cybertron.
So we all need some Autobots.
Bruno Exposed. The premiere of Bruno took place in the UK, and the movie star Sacha Baron Cohen aka Bruno showed up in predictably outrageous fashion. Bruno talks to TV Guide Network about the movie and why he idolizes Naomi Campbell.
Either TV clips, movie clips, interviews with the stars of TV and film.
Remix featuring Kanye West. Beyonce featuring Kanye West Ego.
So there's a music video.
Michael Jackson Beat It.
So let's see what it sounds like.
Michael Jackson Beat It.
The sound in this podcast is going to be slightly degraded because I use compressor limiter to try to keep everything from over-modulating. So as a result, it's going to make sound more compressed than it will actually be
video.
If you hook
Dim.
Your iPhone up to your music system or listen to it in your earbuds or headphones. So in addition to Juiced for video and all of the radio apps, what if you want the new form of radio? That includes listening to music on demand, making your own radio station based on the type of music that you like. Apps for that include Pandora. The easiest way to use is to go set up your account first using System Access at Pandora.com, Pandora.com. But also you have Slacker Radio and Last.fm. So as you can see, the choices for music on your iPhone are unlimited, and the iPhone is truly the mobile in-your-pocket radio. I think it's time to. So I'm going to. You've been listening to Serotalk. Visit us at www.serotalk.com. Send us an email at resources@serotalk.com or leave us a voicemail at 866-997-BLAB 2522. We may read your email or play your voicemail in the next podcast. Join us in 2 weeks as we explore all the internet and life has to offer. Until then, may you have an accessible digital life.